All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities. We are now joined by our Championship Four drivers. We have Denny Hamlin, who is the Busch Light pole sitter for the race tomorrow. We have William Byron, who will be starting second, Kyle Larson starting third, and Chase Briscoe starting 12th. We will go to questions. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic. We'll start here with Holly, then go to Zach and Bob.
Thank you. Denny, Holly Kane with the NASCAR Wire Service. If you could just talk about how important you think this pole position will be, or not, but I would imagine it's important to you.
I mean, it is important. I think it's a little bit less than normal, just simply because I think a fast car is still going to make their way to the front, especially with this new tire, and we got some good fall off. Obviously, the timing line got moved back from the first stall, so it's an advantage. It's just small.
Come up here to Zach, and then we'll go to Bob.
Zach Sterniello, NASCAR.com. Chase, there were a lot of things going on for you in practice yesterday. How did the car feel today? I know the qualifying 12th probably isn't what you wanted, but how did it feel?
Yesterday definitely wasn't smooth by any means. But, I would say, I felt like made improvements on it. I felt like, truthfully, that was a really just bad lap I ran. And was kind of surprised it was even 12th to a certain extent. So, I know that they're going to continue to make it better. And, you know, like Denny was saying, there is a ton of fall off. You know, good cars are going to be able to go to the front. You know, I have no idea what my car is going to do in the long run. I think I ran 7 laps was the longest I ran yesterday. But, I think if your car is good, you're going to be able to move around.
I'm going to stay in the front and go to Bob, and then we'll go to Kelly, and then Jenna.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Denny, you seem to have maybe slight concerns about clutch and brakes. So how were they today, and any concerns for tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, when everything's cool, it seems to be okay. Today, everything felt pretty normal to me, so there was nothing alarming today that got my attention.
And for William and Kyle, lots been made of you guys trying to improve at this track. Do you feel like your cars are better than a year ago here?
Yeah, I feel good. I think so far it's kind of what we've been working on and trying to improve, so... Yeah, I'm optimistic. I think everything so far this weekend's been pretty solid.
I think for me, like fuel-wise, like it doesn't feel way different than normal, like I was expecting. But I felt like pace-wise, it seemed a little bit better than what I have been here in other practices in years past. So, but it's so hard to get a true judge on things in practice. So you just really gotta see how it's gonna be tomorrow.
We'll go to Kelly then Jenna.
Kelly Crandall, Racer.com. First, for Denny, you've approached championship weekend and the eve of a championship race differently throughout the years. How has this weekend's approach been as far as what you've done, who you've been around, who you've blocked out, and all of that? I guess, how do you feel going into tomorrow?
Good. I mean, I think the benefit was winning in Vegas, obviously, because I was able to get so much work done before this week. That way, this week is not crammed so much. So, been treating it really just like I would any other Phoenix week. There's not much different other than there's just more people, truthfully.
Chase, this being your first experience at the Cup Series level in the Championship Four, are you balancing trying to embrace the moment at all versus, like, game face on, like, how serious everything is?
Certainly trying to embrace it, right? But, I don't know. It definitely, I mean, there is, like Denny was saying, there's just a lot more people, just as far as, you know, media and cameras and everything else. But, certainly trying to embrace it. You know, I outside of that, I don't really feel like it feels any different either. We're still trying to do the same thing every weekend. So, just a lot more people for sure.
I'm going to go to Jenna and then Jeff on the left.
Jenna Fryer, Associated Press. Denny, over here. I'm over here. Thank you.
Wow, back there. Did you make someone mad or no?
Just lucky I'm not in the bathroom.
You're working your way there.
Thanks, Denny.
Do you have a question?
Yeah. So is everything going...
He's right behind you. So just watch what you say.
What are you doing?
lightening the mood in this room. Good Lord.
Is everything going too well for you? Is it lining
the
up?
Yo, whammy.
and does the first pit stall, is that... Does that help you not speed?
I'm not in the top 10 or even 15, I don't think, of speeding this
You've
year.
You've got five.
I do. Yeah, they're not all the same. Some of them, when you're crashed, you just test the limits to, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them are not real. So, like, competitively, I feel like I've got a couple. I mean, I don't know. It's... The pit road, it's got some bends to it. It straightens out, then it bends again. It's got some different characteristics to it. But overall, I feel confident that we can execute this weekend the way we should. And the number one pit stall is, years past was a big advantage, right, Kyle?
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
So was my pit crew, though.
Yes, yeah, that too. But it did go away over the last couple of years, but it's still, it's a fraction better. But for myself, it probably takes a little bit of pressure of having to get all of it on my portion rolling. So we'll see how it all goes. But I feel.
Are you getting concerned that everything's going too right?
No, I don't think so. You can only help the things that you can control, and obviously. We'll just do the best we can tomorrow for 312 laps. I hope it's enough.
Thank you.
Go up front here to Jeff.
So now, what do you guys do for the rest of tonight? I mean, not that I'm not like trying to invite myself to whatever you're doing, but what are you like? Do you go to dinner? Do you watch Xfinity race? How do you process the rest of this day?
Okay, great. I mean, I think it's probably different for everybody, but yeah, just have some kind of personal time and some friends and family that are in town. It seems like everyone kind of comes by the weekend, so just kind of do all that stuff and try to keep yourself in whatever feels normal to you.
I think treating it normal is always good, so as they've all mentioned, you have more people in town, so yeah, I'll get dinner with my friends and family and watch the Xfinity race, watch Game 7 of the World Series probably, and haven't decided if I'm going to sleep at the house or the bus, but we'll fight that battle when it comes.
For me, I'll go back and probably, listen for my wife, how bad the kids have been and how hard it's been all day, and then maybe change a diaper, potentially, hopefully not, and then just go to dinner with my family. Then probably look at some data to figure out why I'm so slow. be at the house. Our kids sleep good through the night. I'm sure tonight now they'll be up all night, but yeah.
Come on, go over here to the right for two questions.
I'm Chopper Motorsports today. First off, Denny, congrats on the pole. Over here, raising my hand. So this is your 48th career pole. Good for 11 fall time.
48.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Eight of those you've won from the pole. But what I'm wondering is that's an overlooked accomplishment, but how do you see that throughout your career just on the list of having that consistent speed?
Yeah, I mean, the fact we've only won eight of those is not great. So I don't know that it directly correlates, but certainly it's always an advantage to qualify on the pole. There's never a disadvantage to starting first and having the number one pit stall. So, I don't know. You just hopefully it's nine. You just try to do everything you can to execute it. But it's just things have always progressed too. A lot of it depends on the racetrack, and I just truly believe tomorrow the best cars, whoever it is, and it could be someone that qualified 20th, can make their way to the front with the tire and the track surface that we've got right now. So I think it's going to be a battle amongst us four, with probably a few others sprinkled in there, but. It's going to be fun to watch.
And then one other question for Kyle. Obviously, William and Denny have been in the championship four position before, but Kyle, you're only one of the four up there with a championship prior. So I'm wondering just how do you see your weekend right now, just your mentality different from others going into the championship race?
I don't know. I mean, I remember being pretty grounded and laid back in 2021 because we had had a great season to that point. So I was pretty content whether we won or lost the championship that we had an amazing year. And then I think the experience that I've had in the Final Four since then has made me just as calm this time. So I don't know. I've felt pretty good about things this week and felt like I've handled it well, just the plannings of family and friends and whatnot coming out just through the other experiences. So yeah, just glad we're one day away from getting to finally get on track to go race.
Fernando Cruz, Veravision. I don't always watch NASCAR, but when I do, I talk to Danny. Danny, you got a big fan base in Mexico City. There's a poll going on, no pressure, but everybody is expecting you to do marbles like and winning. So
yeah,
what's the message, Abraham?
Go ahead. I think it's chatbots that are skewing those polls.
No, I think it's AI, a different one. No,
yeah.
No, but what do we say to them?
Yeah, it's just, appreciate the support. Wish I could have seen you guys this year, but didn't work out. But, yeah, it's just, Mexico has obviously been a big part of the NASCAR schedule this year. Going down there was a great event. And now the fans, when we raced down there probably 20 years ago, the fan base was big. They loved motorsports down there. So, tell them thank you, and hopefully we can deliver.
We're going to go to Matt and then Jonathan.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. One for Denny, and then Denny and Chase. Same question asked earlier, but a different way. In the next gen era at Phoenix, the pole sitter or the best qualifying of the four has won the championship 4 of the 5 years. Your reaction?
Every time's different. I mean, I don't know. Did Williams win from last week, like just automatically give them all this momentum? I finished last. I don't really think it's just this sport is so week to week, and it's just so it's hard to draw. And I know there's always connections to statistics, but again, there's just more variables this time around. And so it sounds good. It really does sound good, but statistics don't do the work.
And then Denny and Chase, coach was right there in the trenches with y'all. I saw the picture, Chase, you were with your guys too. On one hand, does that extra pressure create intensity or tension, or is it just nice to have coach be right there with you guys fighting for this championship with you?
I mean, for me, obviously I'm newer than what Denny is, right? So just for me, just to get to see how dedicated coach is, I mean, he's been at every practice session, qualifying session. I mean, he flew to Mexico City by himself just to come watch his race. So, yeah, it's pretty cool just to see how involved he is and how invested he is. And, yeah, definitely I noticed him, in the garage yesterday, and I think it just says a lot about how dedicated he is to obviously NASCAR and just how bad he wants to win too.
He is. I mean, he is a workaholic. I mean, that's kind of just you could just drive by JGR any given 8 a.m. during a weekday, and his car's out there. He's just he leads by example, and I think that's how he gets the most out of his people, as he leads by that example of his work ethic. And the guy's invested. He's walking that shop floor each and every day, going to every department, figuring out how we're going to make our cars faster.
We go to Jonathan, Wolfgang, and then Cole.
Jonathan Field, the Racing Experts. William, this is for you. That 24 car, I know it's been 24 years since it last won a championship. Got a scheme that looks very, kind of calls back to that drought and everything, the championship drought. What can you say to fans, and what would it mean to you to be able to break that championship drought?
Well, I mean, I think it's awesome that I drive such an iconic car and such a cool paint scheme. It looks like a Hot Wheels car. So it's, it always looks great on the racetrack, and you always kind of know Exalta is going to do their best to give you something that is, just the best looking car out there. So it's nice.
And what would it mean to you if you did break that drought on Sunday?
Yeah, it'd be cool. I mean, it's, I think Jeff's been a great mentor for myself, really, since we met in the truck days, and just kind of taking me under his wing and just kind of, giving me little advice here and there. He's never really one to be overbearing, but he's always there. Even before qualifying today, he was in the hauler, so it's cool.
Go to Wolfgang.
Wolfgang Monser from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Only one question for all four of you. Coming from Europe, I mean, this extremely hot weather is very unusual. We have already snow over there. Is this a critical factor for the race, this extremely hot temperatures during the race? I mean, when you have cooler weather, you have more oxygen, which is better for you and also for the equipment.
I don't know. It's not unusual for this track, I don't think. I think usually the spring might be a little bit cooler than what this race particular is. And as the schedule has kind of moved back, you know, 1 or 2 weeks from when we used to finish our season, obviously this is a little bit hotter time for this area. These cars are, you know, pretty durable in that sense. And the heat, it can play its role on, you know, tire wear. It can play its role on brakes and things like that. But other than that, it's not much different from the cockpit.
And what about yourself in the cockpit? How is the heat situation in the cockpit?
I want to talk to the guys that wear the cool suits.
It's I like the elements. For guys who don't wear cool suits, so.
Nothing wrong with a little luxury. Okay.
All right, we'll go up here in the front to Cole.
Cole Cusimano with Arizona Republican Speed Freaks. For Chase, you mentioned earlier, kind of going back later tonight and seeing why you guys are so slow. It's been a tough start to the weekend, obviously, but what are some positives that you and the team could take away from what's transpired so far this weekend?
I said slow. I was kind of joking. I mean, they're 1, 2, 3, and I'm 12th, right? But, yeah, I think just trying to go back and see what I can do for tomorrow. I didn't get a lot of practice laps, so I don't really know what my car is going to do on the long run. So that's the big thing, is just trying to, you know, go and see, you know, how the cars drove differently from lap 1 through 5 to, you know, lap 20 on, just because I don't know how my car is going to drive. But just trying to kind of see how they're going to, you know, trend, that'll be the biggest thing.
And then you mentioned the lack of track time, obviously. Is that something where you can kind of collaborate with the other teams, or is having Denny competing with you for the championship kind of limit that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we still can see, you know, everything, right? Whether it's the 11 or the 20 or the 54. So I think that was the good thing for us, is that, you know, after our short practice, we at least could still go see what other guys were doing and what worked and what didn't work. And it's not like it's really foreign territory. I mean, maybe we got 20 minutes of practice. Well, that's what we typically get. So, yeah, I'm not too worried about that.
Thank you.
Go to Davey in the back.
Davey Siegel with SiriusXM NASCAR Radio. This question's for William, Kyle, and Chase, and Denny, if you want to weigh in, you can too. But it seems like this week and just the last few, the fan sentiment has been overwhelmingly positive towards Denny to get that monkey off his back and win the championship. I mean, Jeff did a poll earlier in the week, and Denny got 50% of the vote that people want to see him win. Does that surprise you three at all?
I mean, I don't really look at the app, Twitter, so I don't know.
But does Sounds it just great. Surprise you, just you the know, fan sentiment?
That's how you know. It's called X now.
No, I mean, I honestly, I'm not surprised, I guess. I think because, yeah, everybody likes a, you know, story like that, where somebody nearing the end of their career, all that, you know, is great. So, yeah, I mean, I can see why people would cheer for him. I mean, I'm a competitor. I obviously want to win, but it would be really cool, you know, to see somebody who's put in so much time to this sport and been so close so many times and 60 wins. Like, I agree, you know. So I'm gonna want to kick his ass tomorrow, but it's not gonna kill me if he wins, unless he runs me in the fence again.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think anybody with common sense knows that Denny's more than capable of being a champion. I mean, you don't win 60 races, and yeah, I think it would be, you know, a shame, right? If whenever he does decide to hang it up, you know, he would be the best ever that's never won one, right? And I think everybody knows that he's more than capable. And yeah, I mean, even myself, right? Like Kyle said, I'm a competitor, but like if I don't win, like, yeah, I want Denny to win, just so he can kind of have that, you know, on his resume. So yeah, I think it doesn't surprise me at all that the fans feel the same way.
All right, we're going to go to Kenny in the middle there, and then we'll wrap up with Reed.
Kenny Sargent with Speed Freaks. And following up on that, Chase, is this for you and Denny, and then Kyle and William. Coach Joe Gibbs, who does he want to win the championship? And who does Rick Hendrick want to win the championship?
I don't think it matters. It pays the same, whichever one wins.
I agree with what he says. I'm a car owner. I can tell you I wouldn't care. Either one.
Yeah, I mean, sentimentally, I would say, yeah, you definitely would rather see Denny win. But it pays the same.
I mean, I know which two he does not want to see win. So.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. I don't have kids, but you're not supposed to have a favorite kid, right? I don't know, right? Isn't that how it works?
All right, we're going to wrap up here in the front with Reed.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. For all you guys, with the engine rule, you're running a used engine this week. Do any of you guys know what engine is in your car, and do you care?
I think mine came out of Chase's Martinsville car last week. So, yeah, Cliff and everybody had a long night, Sunday night, getting it out and getting it ready.
I have no clue.
I wouldn't normally know.
I can't believe he knows.
I wouldn't normally know, but Cliff called me Sunday night, so.
Says we're getting that engine?
Yeah.
Must be a good one.
It must be good. It must be good. I have no idea.
I had a similar thing to Kyle. They just told me on Monday afternoon, so.
I know that Denny and I do not have our last week engine.
They said it was, yeah. I just know I
have. So Denny and I definitely do not have our last week engine.
No.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us today, and good luck tomorrow in the championship race.